Rich Robinson is from the nonpartisan Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us, what does the Michigan Campaign Finance Network do?
Well, we do research on money in Michigan politics, try to publish the information that we compile in a form that will be informative to the citizens of Michigan.
Where do you get your funding from?
Free will love offerings from many citizens in Michigan and a generous grant from the Joyce Foundation in Chicago.
Well, you want to talk about creating some news fodder. Your organization released a report stating $23 million in 2010 campaign ads was unreported in the state of Michigan. $23 million. Tell me about this report.
Well, this is the result of one of the research actions that we take, and that is during election season to monitor the public files of television broadcasters and cable systems. I'd love to be able to do radio too, but there are just too many of you out there. There's a large percentage of the advertising in political campaigns that's not reported through the state's campaign finance reporting system, and so going to the public files is the only way to find those data. And what's in, what's out of the state system? What's in are those ads that are bought by the candidates' committees and those ads that say vote for, vote against, support, defeat. What's not in are what are called candidate-focused issue ads, where the tagline may be call Jones and ask him why he hates children and the elderly or something to that effect. You know, coy with the language, what they're seeking to do is define the suitability to hold office of the candidate, but they don't use those words of express advocacy about vote for, vote against.
What I thought was interesting, you and I were talking about series of ads that really focus in on this type of advertising was the fight between Schutte as he was trying to keep his congressional seat last year, and the ads had children saying one thing and the elderly saying the other. They were crying. You thought they were going to be put out in the cold.
Well, there are all kinds of scurrilous attempts to define candidates in ways, and essentially the tone of these ads normally is negative. It's easier to evoke fear and anger in viewers than it is to drive up positives of a candidate, and that's why campaigns are so negative, and that's generally the tone of these ads.
When we were talking yesterday, you used some adjectives. You were really shocked and appalled. Talk about your feeling or what you thought when you saw this information.
Well, I think it's a disgrace that we have so little disclosure of the money that's being spent in our political campaigns. And let me give you an example of why I think we should be concerned. Right now, there's a lot of advertising going on vis-a-vis the proposed new bridge over the Detroit River. And a lot of news organizations have focused on the fact that Matty Maroon spent somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 in contributions to state office holders last election cycle. And people have drawn the conclusion, rightly I think, that he's trying to drive public policy in his direction by making these contributions. You know, we have a system of semi-controlled bribery to elect our public officials. Well, the fact of the matter is, at least he reported those contributions. Here's $23 million, the sources of which are completely unknown. And I would submit, dear listeners, that people don't give this money for selfless reasons. They're just as interested in driving public policy as Matty Maroon is. We just don't know who's spending the money and what their policy preferences are. We need to know that.
According to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network report, it said that in 2010, three candidates won television-driven statewide elections without buying their own TV ads. Republican Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, Republican Supreme Court Justice Mary Beth Kelly, and Democratic gubernatorial nominee Virge Bonneiro, who won a primary and lost in the November election to Republican Rick Snyder. Now, I know that the ads from Mayor Bonneiro were plentiful, and the other two candidates, when I was down in Detroit, I saw a ton of their ads. Did they have anything to comment on when this information was brought into light?
Well, I haven't heard anything from Secretary Johnson or Mayor Bonneiro, but I was a speaker at a program on Tuesday at Wayne State University Law School on judicial selection in Michigan, and Justice Mary Beth Kelly was there, and she graciously thanked me for doing the report, said it was informative, and she was glad to have the information, because the fact of the matter is, to a large extent, these candidates are like a spectator at a lethal tennis match between the interest groups, and the thing has really gotten out of the control of the candidates. So to an extent, they become bystanders. It's a very peculiar kind of approach to elections, I think.
Rich, do you think this will create some legislation to be more of a watchdog and to make full disclosure more apparent to the public?
Well, that's my greatest hope. I think in the meantime, there's something that can be done. The Department of State has the ability to issue declaratory rulings and interpretive statements on how we apply the law in the areas of campaign finance and elections. And I think what we need to do is request a declaratory ruling from the Department of State that said, come on, let's get over this idea that if an ad doesn't say vote for, vote against, it's not a campaign expenditure. In fact, U.S. Supreme Court jurisprudence has moved on and recognized that there's a functional equivalent of what they call express advocacy, and the Department of State is just lagging behind what's happened. So just that could make a tremendous difference, I think, in what we know about who's putting the money into our election campaign.
Rich, do you think there would be as much money available should there be full disclosure on who was donating that money? And I mean specific companies or names.
Well, you know, my object in all of this is not to try to chill anybody's free speech. It's just to say, have your free speech, but make it accountable. Let us see whose hand is behind the election campaigns. And, you know, the difference between anonymous speech and accountable speech, the editorial page editor of the Grand Rapids Press once told me, look at the difference between a signed letter to the editor in the paper and an anonymous comment that's tagged on to the end of an editorial or something like that. People will say outrageous things if they're not accountable for what they're saying.
It's like those bloggers, whether they're sports or news or whatever, there are folks who make comments, outrageous comments, blasphemous comments, and they're not held accountable because you don't know who they are.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, I understand people have the right to say outrageous things. I just want to know who's behind it. And I think all voters, all citizens have a right to know that. And, you know, this is one aspect. The Citizens United Supreme Court decision got a lot of attention last year for saying that we can't prohibit corporations from making unlimited independent expenditures. Well, that's settled law, but the lesser talked about part of that decision was an 8-1 decision that said, can we require disclosure? Is it constitutionally permissible? And in this 8-1 decision, they said absolutely right. But they're not going to do it for us. Either the Congress has to act for federal elections, the Michigan legislature has to act, or maybe it'll take a citizens' initiative in Michigan to get it done. But we really need to know who's putting the money into our politics.
Rich, you seem to have a passion for this. Why do you do this work?
I think it's critical to the functioning of a democracy, because if the whole, let me back up a second. money matters to the outcome of elections. Generally speaking, over the last 10 years, 95% of state elections are won by the candidate who has the greater financial backing. Therefore, since it matters so much to who gets elected, and I think it matters to driving public policy, we need to know or we're going to lose control of our democracy altogether. And I think we've lost a lot of control already.
We've been talking with Rich Robinson from the Nonpartisan Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich, if people want to see that report, where can they go?
Well, it's on our website, mcfn.org. I'd invite people to take a look at the dashboard of campaign finance accountability. And if people are interested in getting a print copy of the report, just send email to mcfn@mcfn.org, and we're happy to send it out. It's a free information product.
Well, Rich, thanks for the knowledge. Enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Tony.